Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, Trump's 2016 GOP nomination acceptance speech is dark, it's darker, and it's darkest. Let's get right to it. Donald Trump is the GOP's dark knight in 2016. Darth Vader would be a more apt description. Last night's acceptance speech by Trump in Cleveland at the GOP convention was unique in American politics for its scorched earth apocalyptic message to the assembled throng of party delegates. Trump's view that the USA is inundated with chaos, disturbance, hordes of unwanted immigrants overrunning our country, along with Muslim terrorists wreaking havoc from one end of the country to the other, and the only thing standing between such dangers and America is Trump. Trump stood up on stage at Quicken Loans Arena last night and said, "I'll right the ship and set America on the right path. Never mind how it'll be done," because the orange one gave no specifics beyond banal generalities. Trump is the four horsemen and the apocalypse all wrapped up into one. His game is to whip the electorate into an unbridled frenzy devoid of any insight or analytical assessment. He wants all within earshot of his voice to froth over in hysteria and pandemonium until November the 8th, 2016, where voters will cast their votes in knee-jerk-like fashion for authoritarian rule in order to establish order and safety. There's only one problem with this approach. Our country is premised on seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, not the total eclipse of the sun. Eternal darkness might appeal to Satanists, but Americans, on the whole, will not vote for this scenario. Instead, Trump will find that Hillary Clinton's theme of "together we can," "together we can achieve," "together we can roll back barriers," "together we can open up more opportunities," "together we can bring more folks into the economic, political, and social process," "together we can move beyond demeaning prejudices," that will dwarf anything that the Prince of Darkness can conjure up. People paralyzed with fear and unable to envision a brighter future lying just ahead. Sorry, Donald, the dark night must give way to the dawn light. America is poised to awaken to a new and brighter day where we are together in this enterprise and not simply scattered and divided and scared as you would have it. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third, heading for home, and as always, stay well. Keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the GOP is definitely immersed in their own formaldehyde.